I'd like to tell you folks a story about a guy that I used to know. Man, I guess he's about the slickest character you'll find this side of old Mexico. How he done all the things he did, I don't guess I'll ever know. But politicking Pete Casella, snowball man, to a freezing Eskimo. When Pete hit his 18th birthday, Uncle Sam called him that day. Being the politician he was, man, he done figured this thing another way. He went and took his examination, bragging about doing his share. But Pete had gotten four of his cousins on a draft board before he ever got down there. Now, old Pete had a big old wore-out farm as poor it wouldn't grow nothing he sowed. So he got Congress to pass one of them bills that would pay him for what he didn't grow. Then the government, they built a great big lake, but thing like it never got filled. It seemed the government engineers made a slight mistake and put the lake up on top of the hill. Of course, they put it right there next to Pete's big house where he just finished digging his well. The government's lucky. Old Pete had water to sell. He finally went on to Washington. Of course, he still gets his share. If you don't believe it, you look at your paycheck and you know darn well he's been there. Man, if I could just keep all these deductions, you know I believe I could make ends meet. But of course, Uncle Sam, I know he's got the habit to help pay politics and Pete. He got them to build us a new interstate, run it right down our main street. Wouldn't you know that property on both sides was owned by politics and Pete? Now, I ain't saying that Pete was crooked. Maybe just a little bent. Of course, I guess that's why it fits so well up there with this federal government. Now, politics and Pete always had a motto. It always got him through. He said, boy, you do it unto others before they do it unto you.